Yeah, well, the Irish consumer is paying on average €900 more than the European average. And one of the things that's been recognised by the Irish energy regulator is that the lack of an indigenous supply of energy is affecting our lack of competitiveness, if you like. And there's really a need that we push to develop our offshore wind capacity. It has the potential to deliver more than the electricity you need for the country, substantially more, but it won't happen unless we get the basic ingredients right, and that is proper grid infrastructure, which needs a major investment, the regulatory framework, which there's been a good lot of work done on, but I think still needs a bit more, and I suppose, if you like, the port infrastructure to develop out all these wind farms. We've been talking about it. We really need to get on with it at this stage. I think aspiration, if you like, is one thing, but it's cold, hard, practical delivery is what we want. And I think sometimes there's a disconnect between ambition and reality and delivery. And I think that's really where we need to focus.
We're seeing that the wholesale prices are coming down and the savings aren't being passed on to consumers. If we got offshore wind farms set up, would that still be a factor?
I think we need more competition in the market. The reality is that prices haven't come down maybe as much as the wholesale market would suggest they should have. The more competition we get in the market, the quicker prices would come down. I think having an indigenous supply would add to that competition and give people better value for money.